In the wake of Microsoft global outage, MOS Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol has said that the whole world is witnessing this global outage as the cloud services of Microsoft are down. He further said in India the ground operations of airports have been affected. He added that the Director General of Civil Aviation and Minister of Civil Aviation are monitoring the situation. Meanwhile, the outage has also impacted the flight operations at Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport, reporting an average delay of 51 minutes. Several airlines resorted to manual check-in and boarding processes at the airport and requested passengers to reach airports early. The government will introduce six new bills, including the one to amend the Disaster Management Law, in the monsoon session of Parliament beginning next week. Besides the finance bill, the government has listed the Bharatiya Vayuyan Vidhayak 2024 to replace the Aircraft Act of 1934 to provide enabling provisions for ease of doing business in the civil aviation sector. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin on July 22nd and will continue till August 12th. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget on July 23rd. The Supreme Court today agreed to examine the contours of Article 361 of the Constitution, which grants blanket immunity to governors from any kind of criminal prosecution. The top court's order came on a plea of former woman employee of West Bengal Raj Bhavan, who has alleged molestation by Governor C.V. Anand Bose and a wrongful confinement by the officials there. The bench comprising Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur, Justices J.B. Pardiwala and Manoj Mishra also issued a notice to the West Bengal government on the plea of the woman and granted her liberty to implead the Union of India in the petition filed under Article 32 of the Constitution. It also sought the assistance of Attorney General R. Venkataramani in dealing with the constitutional issue. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel has said that the government is working to reduce the maternal mortality rate in the country. She said steps taken for the population stabilization are yielding results and the country will be able to achieve the sustainable development goals to reduce MMR less than 70% per lakh live births before 2030. She said life of every woman is important and concerted efforts should be made to reduce the maternal mortality rate. Controversial IAS officer Pooja Khedkar has been served with a second notice by the Pune police to be present in Pune on the 20th of July and record a statement. Pooja had accused Pune collector Suhash Diwase of harassing her. Earlier she was given a notice to present herself in Pune on 18th of July to record her statement, but after she didn't comply with the notice, a second notice was given to her. The case has been investigated by the Pune Crime Branch. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness over the inputs received by the upcoming edition of Mann Ki Baat program. The program is scheduled to be broadcast on the 28th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi said he is getting numerous inputs for the upcoming Mann Ki Baat program. In Bangladesh, the death toll is 39 in the anti-quota protest. According to media reports, violence escalated in the country over protests by students demanding reforms in the quota system for government jobs. The Indian High Commission in Dhaka has advised its nationals to avoid local travel and minimize movement outside their living premises. The External Affairs Minister in a social media post requested Indian nationals in Bangladesh to follow the advisory issued by the Indian High Commission in Dhaka. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya today inaugurated the second phase of the Khelo India Rising Talent Identification Kirti initiative in New Delhi. Kirti has been envisioned to develop an integrated talent identification architecture based on modern ICT tools and global best practices. A team of three senior officials and interpreter of the Indian Embassy in Russia is on ground at Krasnoyarsk to assist the passengers of Air India flight to San Francisco, which made an emergency landing at Krasnoyarsk last night. The team is coordinating with the airport and security authorities and representatives of the Russian Foreign Ministry to provide all possible assistance to the passengers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.